We've got Jason Cairns on the other end of the phone, the Marshfield Clinic neuropsychologist and bee lover. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we might have a little bit of audio from you out with the bees yesterday. But first, I got to just say, I think I've got the best marriage. I mean, I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I think I'm kind of like hot butter on a breakfast toast. My wife and I mean, just we get along perfectly. No conflicts. I mean, it's just, I'll tell you, since August 1st, I'll tell you, we're just flying high.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine that. Wasn't she gone like 3 weeks during that period of time?
Okay, so she was gone basically during the month of August. And, okay, you know, she was back briefly enough to be tired and have a 12-day cough, and now she's on a silence and solitude retreat. But I got to tell you, when you're not together with your spouse, you get along. I'll tell you, there's no conflicts.
Yeah, right. The conflicts just go by the wayside when you're not in the same space, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, you work against that familiarity problem, breeding contempt, and your absence makes the heart grow fonder. So maybe the best thing to do in your marriage is go to your respective corners for, like, a long time.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the best advice, to avoid one another.
Okay. All right, you can't do it forever. You can't do it forever,
right.
But I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. No, I know that when I'm apart or when Heather's gone, I do find that I miss her more.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always that question about whether absence does make the heart grow fonder. And I think in my experience, it does.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's see. I was looking for, here we go. Let's track this down. Jason and the bees, here we go.
I just love this time of the year. These babies just crawling around.
So what are we listening to here?
Lethargic.
Yeah, so I'm, I was outside last night by my sedum plants, and I'm counting bees on the flowers.
Okay.
I think a lot of people don't realize that, especially this time of year, you can find bumblebees sleeping all over outside. And I think there were probably 8 of them that I noticed last night on this one plant outside. So,
in your retirement years, are you going to get further into bees? I mean, you're kind of a bee educator in my life, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think the it would be good to have that. You know, I love just kind of watching and spending time with them. I had a friend of mine, it's one of my mother's high school classmates, who commented this morning. She said, I never knew bees did that. And so that felt like an educational piece as well. So just kind of fun to be able to tell people that. And so I told people, go outside and look at your flowers.
You did.
Even this morning, they're probably out there sleeping still. So.
Absolutely. All right. Well, there you go. We've got love letter 48 today. I don't know what we're going to do when we get done with all these love letters, but
I don't know.
It's helpful to look at God's word that way. And we start off the go eat popcorn section, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Galatians, which we've gone through in our scripture and letters to the beloved, just recently finished. Larry sums it up this way, Larry Crabb, do not misunderstand freedom. Your fruitfulness depends on it. Of course, Galatians 5, known for the 9 fruit of the Spirit. And he sums up Galatians in the epilogue to 66 love letters this way, imagining how the Lord would sum it up. Everything is forgiven, but freedom is easily abused. You are free to love, not to indulge your whims. You are free to depend on my Spirit to become all you were meant to be. You are not free to change simply by exerting willpower. It won't work. Live in my Spirit. Keep in step with his rhythm. There is no greater freedom. I heard you kind of react to, you will not change simply by exerting willpower. It won't work.
Yeah, that's what stood out to me there was, you know, I think this idea that when we have been set free, we can just accomplish things by willpower. And I think we lose sight of the fact that it's the Spirit within us that really is what empowers us in that place of freedom.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're up to...
I like the idea of freedom to love. I think that's another important piece there.
Well, and there's the classic verse, right? Galatians 5:6. The only thing that counts is freedom, is faith expressing itself through love. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a ton of verses from, do we even dare tackle these today? It's Mark 1:16 through 21. So yours isn't long, so go ahead.
Right. Yeah, it's actually 16 through 20. I just noticed there's a typo there. So, because tomorrow's
okay.
21.
All right, go for it.
Let's pick that up. It's a short section. It says, one day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, come follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people. And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little farther up the shore, Jesus saw Zebedee's sons, James and John, in a boat repairing their nets. He called to them at once, and they also followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men.
All right, and in Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary tackles these verses this way. Jesus was never a one-person show. If anybody could have been, it would have been him. But interesting wording there. So he gathered several friends when he began his ministry. One day, while walking on the beach, he saw two men fishing, Simon and Andrew. He called to them, come with me and catch people instead of fish. They came without hesitation. Farther down the beach, he spotted James and John, who left their father Zebedee and the servants to fix the nets and joined Jesus, Simon, and Andrew. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think that first part there, right? I mean, Jesus not being a one-person show. Jesus was deeply relational, and we saw that throughout his ministry, surrounding himself with his friends. And I think that's where The Chosen has done so well, is kind of revealing the relationships Jesus has with his close disciples, apostles, and friends.
Yeah, so two quick thoughts. One is, I think in America for a long time, we've had the American super pastor mentality, and I've heard from more than one pastor feeling like they expect me to do the bulk of it. And so it's interesting that Jesus wasn't a one-man show, but sometimes churches expect the pastor to be.
Yep.
Secondly, were you influenced at all? I mean, had The Chosen come out yet? Did it influence your thinking or writing of this at all?
No, it didn't. It came out afterward, and yet it's such a powerful project. Uh-huh. I think you and I were still going together to fellowship at that point, and our friend Perry was a huge fan of the show, and I think that influenced me for sure, because it is really well done.
Very good. Thank you, friend. We've stretched the bounds of 5 minutes on today's show. Thank you. WWIB, the best 5-plus minutes of the day here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Yeah, if you got a birthday today, we want to celebrate it. If you've got an anniversary today, we want to mention it on the radio here on WWIB, so you can always let us know on the listener line. We're always interactive, especially on this show, 3.5 hours a morning here on WWIB. And hearing from my friend Cliff in Spooner this morning, he says, good morning, Halvo. Birthday shout out to Laura Schissel in Rice Lake. I'm pronouncing the best I can. S-C-H-I-S-S-E-L, Schissel in Rice Lake. She's known as being one of the best pickleball players in the area, and is mom to OneFest alum Allie Aaliyah. So there you go. All right, we'll have to look for a song from Allie here this morning as well to honor her mom's birthday. On Facebook, I'm learning that Andy Robinson Perkins has a birthday today. And Andy and I aren't real tight friends, because I have to look up who he is, actually. But okay, we're Facebook friends, and he's got a birthday. I know Dr. Jad Roski better, and he's got a milestone birthday today. Jad is a great brother in the Lord, and he is passionate about prayer, loves God, his wife, his family, and happy birthday, Jad. You are double thumbs up, top notch. Love getting to see you more often these days. Mark Tabola, turning double fours. Megan Seacrest, Debbie Seiler, formerly of the area. A little further east and north these days with her husband Larry and Matthew Skidall, all with birthdays today. You share this as a birthday with the likes of actress Jacqueline Bisset. Remember the movie The Deep? She's 79 today. Jean Smart from Designing Women is 72. Randy Jones, the cowboy of the Village People. Can we get me a little Village People music, please? We had mentioned Randy Jones from the Village People with a birthday. So, it's every wedding you've ever been to.
Young man.
Wedding dance.
There's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself up.
We can put that underneath us here this morning. Win It Wednesday on WIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, continuing on from yesterday, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. And this was a question that came out of your personal experience, and we are looking for a musical group. We'll give you all the incorrect answers so far. But again, we've got a nice prize.
Yeah, we do. And we're adding to it, actually. Again, the movie Identity Crisis, the next 2 days at MyCon in Chippewa Falls. Our friend Andrea Polnasek of Chippewa Falls, her sixth faith-based film. And this one has been reading some great responses from people who've seen it. And again, Psalm 139, you're fearfully and wonderfully made, very pivotal in this. And hence, we do have a devotional and a Bible study that Andrea has written, companion with this. Plus, you mentioned Mark Martell yesterday. And so we've got his Christmas release with seven different songs on it as well.
Yeah, because again, if you didn't join us, people were guessing groups and we didn't tell you, is it a mainstream group? Is it a group we play here on WIB? And someone guessed Queen, and I mentioned a little fun fact that actually Mark Martell in that film about Queen did the voice of Freddie Mercury in terms of vocals, actual singing. He actually is a great impersonator of Freddie Mercury and Queen. So anyway, so that's the reason for the Mark Martell Christmas album, which is phenomenal. So, again, your question.
It is this. 8 days ago, I was driving on Hastings Way in Eau Claire. It was a beautiful day, a beautiful September day. And as I'm driving along, these two young men seemed to be enjoying themselves. One was sort of like dancing out the window, and they were dancing to what group?
If what you can group?
Dance while sitting in a car. So,
here are the incorrect answers so far. It's not the Newsboys, not Citizen Way, not Skillet, not Thousand Foot Crotch, not Toby Mac, not TLC, not For King and Country, not Crowder, not Reliant K, not Audio Adrenaline, not Mercy Me, Go Fish, Queen, Family Force 5, The Beach Boys, DC Talk, or The Backstreet Boys. None of those. So we need to figure out now what it is.
And again, we have not narrowed it down to that it's CCM or secular. So take your pick across that wide expanse.
Yes. So lots of options. 715-723-2555. What were these? I want to say kids because I feel older now, but probably, yeah. You know, what were they jamming out to?
Yeah.
715-723-2555.
So again, we always appreciate those who go first here. And we've had a lot of guesses already.
Here we go. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Janine from Clayton.
All right, Janine from Clayton. Go ahead. What do you think? What group?
Well, I'm only saying this because at my daughter's wedding, they recently jammed out two VeggieTales.
Oh, that's awesome.
VeggieTales. And that sounds like a lot of fun, but that's not it.
Oh, thank you, yes. Colin from Clayton. And that sounds like a fantastic wedding.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Well, where is my hairbrush? 715-723-2555. Not VeggieTales, but that would have been a great one. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday here on WWIB?
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm calling from Chippewa Falls.
What do you think, Michelle?
I'm wondering because I was jamming out to this in my car yesterday on the way home, and it was Apollo LTD.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, we love Apollo LTD. Was it that, Halva? Was
it not.
It was not. It was not.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right. Thank you, Michelle from Chippewa. 715-723-2555. Lots of folks feel like they've got an answer here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Elizabeth on Bluetooth.
Hey, Elizabeth. What do you think?
Well, maybe this was guessed. I couldn't hear. But I have to pay a tribute, even though it's not a group. Jimmy Buffett.
Was it Jimmy Buffett? Cheeseburger in Paradise.
That
rest
would be
in peace, Jimmy.
His recent passing at the age of 76, it was not Jimmy.
Not Jimmy. Thank you, Elizabeth. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. We have time for a couple more guesses if people want to take their best shot at this. What group were those young men jamming out to? You said 8 days ago on South Hastings
right.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda, go ahead.
And I don't know if this is far out, probably, but the Oak Ridge Boys.
Was it the Oak Ridge Boys?
The Oak Ridge Boys. It was not.
Man, now I've got Elvira, right? That's what comes to mind.
Yeah, right.
Man, now that's going to be in my head. Thank you, Linda, because I enjoy that. But no, not the Oak Ridge Boys. Take one more guess if we get one. 715-723-2555. Again, you know, mainstream or CCM, contemporary Christian music, It could be anywhere in there. And we're just going to give you about 20-ish minutes here to think about it. 715-723-2555. One final guess, just for kicks and giggles. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly from Phillips.
Hey, Holly. What do you think?
We were wondering if it was AC/DC.
Was it AC/DC?
AC/DC really rocking. No, it wasn't.
Thank you, Holly from Philvis. But yeah, I mean, you can crank it up with AC/DC as well, too. There's so many options here. Thank you, Holly, from calling up north there in Phillips. So, I don't know when or if we'll think about giving you a clue, because this is kind of fun hearing all the different groups.
And again,
named.
What makes a good question? There's so many potential answers, right? Yeah. Win It Wednesday, continuing on from Tuesday Trivia, we continue to be in search of a winner and a correct answer.
Yes, 715-723-2555, looking for a musical group. Could be a contemporary Christian music group, CCM. Could be a mainstream group. Could be old, could be new. 715-723-2555. And this comes from an experience Havo had about 8 days ago, driving down in Eau Claire. And, saw a couple young people, young men, dancing, almost literally like dancing out the window because they were enjoying this group's music so much.
Right. I didn't see the driver as much as I saw the guy on the passenger side. I was to the right of them, and he was, like, out the window. And I'm like, what song is he in? And lo and behold, it was a group that we're asking you. Tell me which group it was. I recognized the group. And so 723-2555 for our prize package. The movie Identity Crisis, the faith-based film, the latest from our friend Andrea Polnasek in Chippewa Falls, screenwriter and producer on this with her sister Alexandra. We've got a devotion and also a Bible study that tie in with this film. It's targeting 8 to 14-year-old girls, and again, that's one of those gaps that others like Disney and Hollywood have kind of taken for granted, and so this movie reaches out to them. Plus, Mark Martel, he's got a Christmas release, the Silent Night EP, 7 great songs you're going to love.
715-723-2555 to name the group, 715-723-2555, and again, just a quick plug, Identity Crisis showing exclusively at Mycon Cinemas Chippewa Falls just today and tomorrow, your last 2 days to see that, so please go support. Good morning, WWIB, what's your name, where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Yeah, I'm Steve from Conrad.
Hey, Steve, what group?
Is it 513 Free?
Is it 513 Free?
You must unlearn what you have learned.
It is not, but that would be a great choice. That'd be a great choice. Thank you, Steve. 715-723-2555. We were rocking out to 513 Free Remade here a little bit earlier. So
that's right. Watching the soccer game at Eau Claire North and Chippewa battling to a 4-4 tie yesterday. And my friend John, a WIB listener, had kind of mentioned that was one he was mulling over, 513 Free. So, no, it's not them.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
It's Michelle from Chippewa Falls again.
All right.
Hey, Michelle, what do you think?
So I'm going to guess 5 Seconds of Summer.
5 Seconds of Summer. Okay, sure. I hear you. Yeah, you can rock out to that. Was it 5 Seconds of Summer, Havo?
I got to say, that it was not them. That's the group I'm not even familiar with.
Oh.
So
okay.
There we go.
That's what I was worried about. I thought those were...
I wouldn't have been able to identify
that's the
that
thing.
Group.
You do have to name a group. That's another hint, probably. Name a group that Mark would know. So, thank you, Michelle. 715-723-2555. That gives us an opportunity to go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from this fine Wednesday?
Hi, it is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hey, Caroline, what group did Havo hear a couple young fellas rocking out to?
Was it ABBA?
Was it ABBA, ABBA. Was
ABBA,
it?
Bam! It was! Way to go, Caroline!
The father is doing. Oh, yay!
What made you say ABBA?
The Dancing Queen song.
Yeah?
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought of it.
Yeah, way
there
to go.
You go. We thought this was going to take a lot longer.
That was the surprise. I mean, you got two young guys. I mean, I don't know, late teens, early 20s at the most. And I'm like, wow, what are they jamming to? ABBA, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, man. Do we know what song it was?
I mean, it could have been Dancing Queen. I'm not completely sure.
That's the most recognizable one, probably. Well, Caroline, hang on the line for us. And, yeah, we've got some great prizes for you. Wow, we had a lot of groups named. Now there's a lot of songs dancing in my head. So,
hey, if you're just tuning in, we did get a winner last half hour. Caroline and Rice Lake identifying the group that the guys next to me 8 days ago were rocking out to on Hastings Way. It was ABBA, otherwise pronounced as ABBA. So anyhow, congratulations to her.
Yes.
Well, yesterday, apparently, the newest iPhones were unveiled, and there are a number of things we no longer have to do thanks to smartphones.
For instance, waiting around. Remember the days when you'd arrange to meet someone at a certain spot? You'd get there, discover they were nowhere to be found, then you'd have to duck into a phone booth or stop somewhere and borrow a landline to track them down. Now, if you're running late, a quick text gets you off the hook.
How about have a debate? Years ago, friends would enjoy a debate, but families would rally questions and answers back and forth. Now, there are no unanswerable questions. Just ask any radio host trying to get a trivia question that you can't Google. And so, we use those smartphones, right?
The number of times that my kids say, hey, Dad, can you ask Google something? They don't ask me. They ask me to ask Google.
Yeah, right.
Things we don't do anymore because of smartphones. How about owning heavy books? No need for encyclopedias or dictionaries anymore. They're apps to find out the meaning of all the words you don't understand. I miss that, but I guess there's more shelf space now.
Your dad and I and Paul Anthony all tried to go door-to-door and sell the Volume Library, which was kind of like encyclopedia in one giant
book. The Southwestern Company.
Yes, you got it. Building character in young people since 1868. How about learn to read maps? Even when those in-car navigation systems came out, people were still reading maps. Not anymore. And we also don't ask for directions anymore, right?
That's true.
Not that guys ever did.
Yeah, that's very true as well. We don't print stuff with our smartphones, from maps to recipes to wallet photos. The phone, I guess, saves a bit of paper and ink, but you don't get that tactile feeling of actually printing something out.
Yeah.
MapQuest.
Yeah.
Speaking of directions, print that out and put it up on your dashboard.
Yeah. I'm grateful for the way it is now, actually. Also, enduring awkward situations. I saw some people walking across the street in downtown Eau Claire in the last couple of days. And as they're both walking across the street, they're both looking at their phone. I mean, it's just everywhere.
And I guess there are those situations when someone's like, oh, I'm getting a call. I better answer this. Are they really? Things we don't do. This is so true. Memorize other people's phone numbers.
Look at
all the brain cells we're freeing up by not having to store phone numbers in there. I think, no, it's actually good exercise. The number of phone numbers that I remember, my parents' house phone number, I don't know my mom and dad's cell phone numbers. I truly don't. I
know.
Have no idea.
I know it, exactly. I still know, like, my wife's, but the fact of the matter is, here's the thing. If I'm ever arrested, Lord willing, it doesn't happen, but they go, you get one call, I don't know anybody's number.
It's just like, could you grab my phone for a second? Can I have it back?
Exactly.
Yes, things we don't do anymore thanks to smartphones.
Mm-hmm. On the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. We like to educate you on this program. You know, school's in session, and so four things you didn't know yesterday.
Never stop learning. Uh-huh. And the thing is, we learned these things just moments ago, and now we're going to tell them to you.
In fact, some of them we may learn as they come out of our mouth. For instance, South Carolina residents get more cavities than anyone anywhere in the U.S.
Good place to have a dental practice,
I
guess.
They like their sugar.
Four things you didn't know yesterday. Number two here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Friday is the most popular day to use an ATM. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, payday.
Sure.
Item number three. 17 states still allow schools to dish out corporal punishment to students. That surprises me.
I'm curious which states those are.
In the South.
Get paddled. Yeah, probably could be. Maybe that's South Carolina, too. One more. Four things you didn't know yesterday, and it would figure that I have this one because I've got to pronounce this.
That.
All right, deep breath. It's like standing on top of the 9 or 10 meter platform at the Olympics.
Yeah.
If you're a lepidopterist,
good job.
You collect butterflies or moths.
Huh.
Lepidopterist, a collector of butterflies or moths.
Are you going to drop that at the water cooler or the next party you're at?
Probably. It's like, oh, I've decided to become a lepidopterist. And everybody probably would back away. It's like, wait. But no, just like butterflies. There you go.
The WIB Wake Up Show.